This has got to be the craziest episode that I've ever recorded because it's happening right now, last minute. I have not prepared for this. I have been living a life. I have been out there hanging out with people and just really connecting with the stuff that I've needed to be connecting with. So yes, I'm just going to free flow it. It's coming out in like a few hours from my time. So I'm going to see if I can get it done on time. I'm going to see if I can make it. I'm going to do my damn best to make it happen. And if I fall short, then I fall short. But hey, at least we're here. We're doing it together. We're having a great time. I have to say a huge shout out to Jay Rickard. I hope I said that right. My new patron. That he has pledged at the level that gets him this personal shout out. So dude, thank you for supporting my art, supporting my podcast, my music, believing in me. That shit makes me feel awesome and it helps me to keep doing what I do. So if anyone of you listening, if you also want to have your name shouted out and love poured on you by me in one of these episodes, then be sure to visit nakedwithnate.com, click the Become a Patron button and choose whichever level you like and the one that'll get you a shout out like this. So thank you. This podcast and everything I do is ad-free, community supported. It's what I love to do, and I don't want it to be advertising funded. I don't want to have to throw ads in your faces and your ears just to make it work. I don't believe in that. I believe in you, and I believe in me, and I believe in what we're sharing. So I'm going to keep doing that. So thank you. Thank you for listening. Also, thank you to 3 people who have left voice notes on my website since last week's episode. This is super cool. I didn't know if anyone was ever going to use it, but I've got a button. If you go to nakedwithnate.com on the right side, it says leave a voice note. You can say whatever you like, and I might just throw it onto the podcast. And that is what I did in this case. So we have beautiful messages, which I will be playing you in just a momento's time. So I really want to say thank you so much to Julie, to Alex, and to McKenna. I'm going to play a couple of them at the end, but I'm going to play you one right now. And this one is from Julie, who wrote me a poem, and it is beautiful. And I want to say thank you, Julie. But here is the poem from Julie.
Morning, Nate. I've just listened to your podcast, the last one you did, about social media and stuff, blah, blah, blah. And I've written you a poem. I'll just read it to you and hope you like it. Do not despair, my friend, my ears are with you. You speak of words that relate to more of me as you. You travel as you do. It must be so wonderful for you. My mind is taken to shores of thought, of oceans deep, so blue as your smiling eyes, with little wrinkles, with no lies, a voice of sound, of image of thee. It is nice you popped back into my mailbox, and I remember thee. So you have a lovely day, my friend. Let your hair flow and drape in lovely lands. Let the sun shine upon your face. You deserve fun, sun, and space. You have a good day.
Isn't that the coolest thing? Thank you so much, Julie. That message really made my day. It was just the loveliest that you would create something that would be inspired by whatever it is that I've shared with you, that you connected and that you reached out. I love it. I love it. So if anyone else would like to do the same, to leave a review or ask a question or leave some feedback on what they thought, you can leave me a voice note. Just go to nakedwithnate.com, click the little button on the right that says leave a voice note. And if it's something that I feel enough to share, then I will share it on this podcast and you will be out there to the 10 million people who listen or to the 250 people who listen, according to my analytics. But anyway, today's podcast, I am going to be speaking a little bit more about this whole social media break that I'm currently on, which is in fact coming to an end quite soon. And I'm going to go dive into a little bit about anxiety, about addiction, and about the idea of needing help and needing support, and just how what my different thoughts are about that and how they're unraveling as I go forward in this. yeah, it's an interesting journey and I'm excited to be on it. I'm excited to be sharing it with you. And my greatest hope is that by me being as honest as I can, by me being naked with my truth and sharing that with you, I can invite you to look at yourself in different ways, to look at your life in different ways, to hopefully celebrate yourself, to be kind to yourself, and to maybe make the changes you've been waiting to make. That's what I'm trying to do, and getting it wrong a lot of the time, but I also think getting it right some of the time. And so we're in it together. Before we get started with all of that, though, I wanted to play you a song by one of my favorite humans on this planet. His name is Jesse Sheehan. The song is called Thank You. And when I first heard this song, I wept. It was at a gig in London with my friends, the Lyrical Nomads, this collective of musicians and best friends who play music together and connect. And I miss them all so terribly. If any of you are listening, I love you guys. I miss you. Let's hang out again soon. And Jesse is just one of the most sincere and beautiful men I have ever met. And he's probably the best songwriter I've ever met in my life. And when he got onto the stage, I had no idea what he was about to play. And he said, this song is inspired by this group of friends. It's inspired by the Lyrical Nomads. These guys have had such an impact on me that I wanted to write this song. And it's a song called Thank You. And so when I heard this song, I just wept. I sat in the front of the audience and I just cried my eyes out with gratitude because he was shining such a light into such special parts of me that someone I admired so much could say such beautiful things about myself and about the friends that I had. It just blew my mind. So yes, this is Thank You by Jesse Sheehan, and I look forward to chatting with you some more straight after.
Got a use for sale.
Jesse Sheehan, thank you so much, my friend. That is just one of the most beautiful songs I have ever heard. It gets me every time. It's like I think part of what it is, and this has happened to me a few times in my life, where something comes along that shines a light so bright that it hits into the deepest, darkest parts of where my shadow lives, of the parts where I don't think that I'm worthy and I don't think that I bring much to the world or that I'm worth loving or whatever those stories are, the negative cycles. But something comes along that shines a light so bright that it just breaks me open. And that's what that song did for me. When he was standing on the stage, he said, I just want to say to this group of friends, of which I am a part of, he said, to this group of friends, you guys have brought me so much and this song is for you. And it just shone the light and I just broke open. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. So may you be broken open as well, dear listener, by the beauty of the love of those who are around you, because you are certainly loved. There are people who would be very, very sad if you weren't in the world right now. So I hope you know that, and I hope you can find a way to feel that and be broken open in the ways that I have in these very special moments. It doesn't have to be big moments. It can be little moments. The day someone brings you a cup of coffee because they can see you having a tough day, let that break you open. Let it affect you. And anyway, so I'm going to have some links to Jesse Sheehan's music in the show notes, nakedwithnate.com. You can go. He actually has his EP available for pay what you want download, which means you can get it for free. But if you take my suggestion, you'll pay as much as you can afford, because this man deserves as much support as possible, because the art he brings into the world has an impact and is important and helps me, and I know it helps many others. So yeah, just give back, because the artists need you as you need them. So yes, I feel some stuff about not being on social media at the moment. One of the things I have noticed is that I am less anxious. I feel less anxious. I feel less of this intense kind of discomfort that I'm supposed to be sharing stuff online. In my case, obviously, or maybe not obviously, but in my case, it's part of my job. I built my career as a musician through the internet, through connecting, and I've connected with amazing people through the internet. I have made so many good friends. I've grown such a community that I'm proud to be a part of, who support me through Patreon, who support my music and want me to succeed. I've done that through social media. So please don't think that I don't appreciate that. I appreciate it so much. But there is also this anxiety that comes with needing to chase the algorithm. Because the algorithm tells us that we have to share stuff so regularly. We have to share a certain type of stuff. It has to be dramatic. It has to be hard hitting. The titles have to be psychologically formatted to pull people's attention in. Our behavior is actually being modified by the way that the algorithms on these social media platforms are set up. They keep us hooked. They keep looking for that next dopamine response, opening up and refreshing and refreshing and refreshing. You know, I don't know if you've ever done that, but when you post something new and then you just sit there like refreshing, watching the notifications, how many people are like it? Are they commenting? Because every time it gives you this little hit of like, oh, somebody cares. It feels good. There's a hit. That stuff is done consciously by the platforms. They want to keep you on there. The longer they keep you on there, the more of your data they can gather. How many times did they click like on that kind of post? How long did they spend? What other platform did they go to afterwards? What did they buy when they had seen this certain post? What kind of thing did they buy on the ad we showed them afterwards? All of that stuff is being measured and being stored and being used to refine these algorithms so that they can make more money for the people who are running the companies that buy the ads. This is not just me saying this. I'm listening to an audiobook right now. I've talked about it, I think, in the last several episodes of this podcast. It's called 10 Arguments for Deleting Your Social Media Accounts Right Now. And he talks about all of this stuff, and it's really hitting me hard. It's making me realize that we aren't the customers. You listening, me speaking, we are not the customers of these platforms like Facebook and Twitter. Unfortunately, their customers are the advertisers, are the people who pay them money to get us to buy their stuff. Whereas if they would let us pay, like for example, if I could pay for Facebook, and if the people who could afford to would all pay like a pay what you want model, something like Patreon, where you could pledge $3 or $5 or $10 a month if you could afford to support Facebook. Then we would be their customers and they would actually be building the platform that would serve us, because what we want is to connect with each other. We want to feel a part of something. We want to have positive social change. We want to help each other. We want to help the world. We want to feel like we're having an experience that matters. But that is not what Facebook is currently building. Facebook is building something to just keep us in it, keep us in it, keep us hooked, keep us coming back for more so that they can sell us more ads and do so better and better all the time. And I'm not okay with that. But being off social media, I feel a little bit better. It's amazing. I've been spending more time with people out there in the world, connecting with actual humans. I've made friends out here in Copenhagen. I just feel a little less worry in my head and in my heart. Saying all of that, I am still addicted. There is still a pattern of addiction in me because social media is not itself the problem. It's a symptom that I use to escape from some of my uncomfortable feelings. And the reality is that I have some shit that is going on with me that needs help with. I need help. And that is a big realization, and that is a big thing for me to say. I need help. That has been one of my big realizations being out here, is that I can't do this alone. I thought that if I could isolate myself and insulate myself and just work really hard, that that's how I could be successful. That's how I could be happy. But the reality is that I can't do it by myself. I need help. And so when I get back to South Africa, it's going to be seeing my therapist. It's going to be reaching out to my old friends and reconnecting with people. It's going to be looking at what are the areas of my business that I don't do very well, that I could get help with, that other people, maybe even some of my patrons, maybe even some of you listening who are like, I love Nate and I want to help him succeed. And I have the skill. I'm a copywriter, or I'm a graphic designer, or I'm really good with data and I want to help him. I want to help him to succeed. And we can exchange time instead of money and all of those things. But I'm just realizing that I can't do this alone. I need help, and that's okay. It's okay to need help. We all need help. None of us are living in isolation. And I've been trying to, and it hasn't been working for me. So my addictive tendencies are still there. I've installed a computer game on my computer for the first time in a really long time. And I've been jamming it hard for the last few days. I've been into it. I've been playing it for hours and hours and hours in a way that isn't necessarily healthy. And I'm accepting that. I'm telling you that because I don't want to pretend. I don't want to pretend that I'm anything that I'm not. But the reality is that I need help. I have some patterns and some things in me, some rage and some sadness and some fear that are so deep and so scary that I don't know how to deal with them by myself. And so I am going to find the help that I need to sort this shit out. So I just want you to know that I need help. And if you need help, it's okay. And you can ask for it and you can reach out. And there are places and there are ways that you can do that. Ask the people that you love. Be vulnerable, open yourself, and the world is there waiting to carry us. Seek help, whether it's professional, whether it's from your friends. Just know that it's okay. And I really wanted to say that. So yeah, for me, I feel like some of the areas that I really am like prioritizing and looking at is community, having a good network of people I spend time with in IRL, in real life. And those people can be either professional people who understand what it's like to be an online creator, to understand that the intense experience of sharing so much of my life with so many people around the world through these social media platforms, something I love doing, but also something that can be very emptying and very, very it needs constant feeding, because if I don't feed it, then I fade into inconsequential nothingness. And it's hard to be like that. I need to spend time IRL with other people who understand what that feels like. I want to spend time with people I can just go on walks with and climb mountains and cycle and swim and surf and just be a human living in the real base reality that we have. Because before I took this break from social media, my average time on my phone was 3 hours a day, which is almost 20% of my waking life, which would end up being something like close to freaking 10 years of my life between the ages of 18 and 76 if I were to continue with that. That's crazy. I don't want my life to be like that. I don't want that much of my time to be online. Anyway, I'm kind of passionately talking today because I really feel this stuff. I really believe And it's important that we talk about it. And I just want you to know that I can't do it alone. And I don't think you can do it alone either. And maybe you aren't doing it alone and you found an amazing community around you who's supporting you and doing and living your best life, because you're an awesome person and you deserve that. And I know that. And if you aren't spending time with the people who lift you up and inspire you, then you need to find those people, because they exist. And yeah, just get out there and do it, because I believe in you, and I'm doing my best to believe in myself, and I just want to keep going because I think this life has so much to offer us. I really do. And I really want to be a part of it, and I really want to be a part of it with you. And I look forward to continuing with all of this and finding more ways to bring value and beauty into the world, because what the hell else is it for? So that's all I really have to say today. I'm here, I'm having an experience. I'm going to be back on social media from around the 5th or the 6th of September. So that's in like a week from today, from the day that I'm releasing this episode. I might just go on Twitter first and I kind of feel my way out. I may not go on Instagram ever again. I find Instagram is one of the most sort of anxiety-inducing things that I can do, because this habit, people just showing their perfect lives, and it just, when I scroll and scroll and scroll, it just makes me feel less and less like a valuable human, less and less like my life matters, less and less like I'm doing anything good with my life. And that's not true. I'm a good human. I'm doing the best that I fucking can to live a life that matters. Just getting out of bed in the morning, is just being here, is a good human. But I find the comparison that social media kind of inspires in us just isn't healthy, doesn't feel nice. And Instagram is one of the absolute worst ones for that. But I want to keep finding ways to share, to inspire, and to help you, whoever's listening to this, to feel like you are a valuable human and that you are worth having you're worth the effort of a good life. Not necessarily a life that's always happy, because that's not how life works, but a good life, a life that is lived well and lived deeply and lived with authenticity. So I want to keep finding ways to do that. So I don't have all the answers yet. I got a lot of questions, but I'm grateful to be on the journey. And now we're going to have another song. And this song is called Free at Last. And I think it fits, because I'm feeling a lot freer than I was before I took the social media break. And I feel like I'm on a journey and that there is hope and there might just be light at the end of that fucking tunnel. But thank you to my friend Roman, who wrote this song. It is one of my all-time favorite songs. It's beautiful. And again, I will have all the deets about this song in the show notes. You can go and support this beautiful artist. Please enjoy Free at Last and free yourself. You're worth it.
Past the fast speed pace of this human race, in the place where love lays, embrace its grace. And now I wanna feel the sun on my face as I praise the most high, feel it more than alive. So free yourself from the chains of material ways and give love. And don't worry about tomorrow, think about the sorrow you feel when you forget it, just the body that you borrow. Don't wake up, cause the dream won't last. Nothing ever happens in the future or past. Stick about to come back to the now. The fire is burning, life unfolding. Keep on holding on, brother, stay strong. Sister, don't cry with your head high. Cause I said I hope. I was lost, but now I'm hope. I was blind, but now I see. I was captive, now I'm free. Hallelujah. I said I hope. I was lost, but now I'm hope. I was blind, but now I am free at last, I am free. all longing and grief, no longer wrapped in belief. I took a peek behind the veil and I was sighing relief. For I can see when my eyes close, light glows. When you got love, everything flows. So don't identify yourself with the voice in your head. You fight beyond the limitations that are driving you mad. You gotta realize the self, open up the door and let go. Tomorrow, think of the sorrow you feel when you forget it. It's the body that you borrow. Come to wake up, cause the dream won't last. Nothing ever happens in the future or past. Take your vows to come back to the now. The fire is burning, life unfolding. Keep on holding on, brother, stay strong. Sister, don't cry. Take your head high. Cause I said I hope I was lost, but now I'm whole. I was blind, but now I see. To look inside past the fast beat pace of this human race in the place where love lays, embrace its grace. And now, who says you need a word away? Who says you need a word at all? Yeah. Who says you need a word away? Who says you need a word at all? Who says you need a word away? Who says you need a word away?
Who says you need to worry at all? Thank you so much, Roman. That tune is banging. It is such a lovely song. And it actually features Jesse Sheehan is on there, whose song we played earlier. Another friend, Nio, Sam Garrett, the Lyrical Nomads, just an amazing bunch of people. I'm definitely going to be sharing more of their songs in future episodes. I did share a bunch of their songs in earlier episodes, but I'm just going to keep the sharing happening because they're worth it. Their songs have value, they have meaning, and the world needs to hear them. So like I said at the beginning of this, we have a couple more voice notes, which is so rad. So if you want to have your own voice note played out in this podcast, be sure to head to nakedwithnate.com, click the little button on the side, send me a voice note, say something beautiful, say something sad, say something real, whatever it is, be authentic, be kind, be yourself. And who knows, perhaps I will put it in a future episode. So first up, what's crazy about both of these voice notes is that they're from people who are in Hawaii, or at least from Hawaii, or have some close connection to Hawaii, because they both start their messages with aloha, which I think is super rad. And it sounds like I'm going to have both of them as guests on this podcast at some time soon, which is super rad. And I also want to say a big thank you to everyone who responded to my newsletter email, which I sent out like I think a week ago, saying, what do you think about topic ideas and people I should chat with? And a bunch of you responded, and I've got some great ideas and some great people. So these are two of them. Both Alex and McKenna are excited to talk, and they both sound magnificent and like they have really great stories. So first up, let's have a listen to Alex and see what she has to say.
Aloha, Nate. This is Alex from Yoga Girl. I love your latest podcast, the one all about music. Do we live in a singing universe? Live from Thailand. Also got your email and your call out to guests on your podcast. And heck, maybe you want to be on the podcast. Really resonated with me. So let's co-create. Look forward to connecting. Bye.
Rad. Thank you so much, Alex, for your sweet message. I'm so glad you enjoyed that previous podcast episode. I'm so glad that you're enjoying what it is I'm bringing. And yes, let's get you on this podcast. Let's talk about some rad stuff. I look forward to that. And like I said, we have one more voice note. This one is from McKenna, who is also one of my patrons. So I want to say thank you, McKenna, for being one of my patrons. You are the person, one of the people who pays to keep the lights on in the world that is Nate Maingard and the craziness of my adventures, explorations, music, podcasts, ideas, philosophies, just all the stuff that I'm trying to bring out into the world and to hopefully connect with you wonderful humans out there and just make sense of it all together. So this is the lovely message from the wonderful McKenna.
Aloha, Nate. It's McKenna from Maui. I'm so excited to find this little feature on your website, and I'm so excited to find this little website. And it looks like I'm trying to figure out what you're doing. How are you doing this? This is such a great page. I love this. I'm starting a podcast myself very soon. I'm about to launch on Patreon. I'm so excited. Only have 90 seconds. So I got that email. You were wondering about who to have or subjects or whatever for your podcast. Well, I want me to be on your podcast because I want to talk with you about the incredible value that art brings into our lives. I mean, art of any kind, of every kind. I work with artists. That's my gig. I help people find, are you ready? The name of my podcast is Find Loving Homes for Your Art. Yowza. Okay. So, we need to talk. And I know you're in Thailand, so we'll probably just Skype. We'll figure it out. I'm going to send you an email following up. Okay. I think I'm almost done. Okay. Bye.
McKenna, thank you for such a wonderful and enthusiastic message. And thank you for supporting artists. I am very excited to speak with you because I think there are a lot of people, I hope there are a lot of people listening to this who themselves are artists and who would be served by hearing from someone who really gets the value of art. This is something I think about so much in the world. I think about it when kids want to be an artist, they're like, I want to paint or I want to be a musician. Parents are like, oh no, you should choose a more reliable career that's going to help you to be have security and live a life where you can support a family. And it's like, hang on a minute. Art is like one of the core human needs. It helps us to make sense of the beyond explainable mystery that is the reality in which we find ourselves. So McKenna, absolutely. And how I'm doing this is that how I do this whole thing. I built my website. I added the little button so people could leave voice notes. I'm doing it all myself at the moment. And in fact, doing too much myself, which is what I've been speaking about in this particular episode. I need help. I need other people who do what I do better in some ways when it comes to some of the admin stuff, some of the website management stuff, some of the business management stuff, some of just all those areas. I would just love to have a little team of rad humans who are passionate about what I do and think that what I do has enough value that it's worth working on and worth bringing into the world. So if you're one of those people and you feel like you've seen an area that you just wish I did better, you could reach out to me. Reach out to me at nakedwithnate.com and send me a message, send me an email, and we can talk and we can make stuff happen together because I would really love that. So yeah, visit nakedwithnate.com, leave voice notes, send me messages, comment on posts. You can find all previous posts there, all the show notes there. I'll have links to my friend's music. I'll have all the good stuff. It's all there. It lives at nakedwithnate.com. That is also where you can become a patron if you want to get your name read out lovingly with passion and gratitude on this very podcast. It all happens there, nakedwithnate.com. That is ground zero for the Naked with Nate podcast. That is it for me for today. You are incredible. I believe in you, whoever you are, wherever you are. I look forward to hearing from you. And thank you for existing, truly. And more than that, thank you for getting naked with Nate. I'll see you next week.
Try to see my point of view. Echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. I've seen the wild, untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So leave me be, I'm tempted. Every rule I've bended, I shake the weight and break the hate with everything that.
of try. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions, I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. I'm looking for a friend to get me out of my head. This chamber of reflections is just paved with all my good intentions. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper who has named me shameless. So if you are less stressed, let us put this to the test. For who is love when loving not those who have not loving God? La da 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 da, la da 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 da. Try to see my point of view, echoes of another you. Saving up your indiscretions. And I've seen the wild untamable, more than less unshakable. Shaper